What up, ET fam?
Yeah.
Welcome to Exploring Entrepreneurship with Empire Thoughts.
Are you ready?
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the very first episode of Exploring Entrepreneurship with Empire Thoughts. I am one of the founders, Rashawn, and I'm sitting here with my partner, Hanu, and we're here to provide you guys with enormous amount of value and tips on how to scale and grow your business. Now, this episode, we're not going to go too detailed into tips, but we are going to start off by giving you a little background of ourselves, exactly how we got started in entrepreneurship, and exactly what Empire Thoughts is about. So I'm going to let my partner, Hanu, start it off and let you guys know what exactly Empire Thoughts is.
First of all, great-ass intro. I got to give it to you.
Hey, let's do it, bro.
All right. So, y'all, Empire Thoughts, right, is a consulting company which is there to help local small businesses and entrepreneurs take the next step in their journey towards scaling their business. And how we want to do that is by providing you guys with all of the key marketing and business development tips. And to go even more into detail on that, we make our money on email marketing and Facebook ads, right? We really love to actually get in the nitty-gritty and make sure you are able to reach as large of an audience as possible via Facebook, via social media. And once you have that audience, we want to take it, capture it, put it in the email, and reach out to them anytime we want and turn those subscribers into sales. That is a saying that we love to say here, Empire Thoughts, subscriber into sales, because it is key. Now, Empire Thoughts, as I said, is a consulting business, but what we love to focus on are minority businesses. And the reason behind that is because Rashawn and I are minorities, and we understand the struggle that we had to go through to start not only this business, but our prior businesses that we will dive into later. And I wanted to let you guys know that you are not alone, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Because I think that oftentimes minority business owners feel left out. They feel as if the world is not actually supporting them. And although you might think that is the case, we want to let you know that if no one else is there and your partner's not there, your family's not there, your friends are not there, we are here, right? We want to be always that support system and that family member that you will always have. And that is why here at our company, Empire Thoughts, we like to call each other family members. Rashawn is a family member of mine, and anyone else who joins us, they are a family member. They are part of the circle. So that is a little background, right, into Empire. And now I'm going to basically talk about our background as individuals. So honestly, if you want to kick it off, you got it.
Yeah. So we focus mainly on minorities, as he said, because we are minorities ourselves. I am Jamaican. My mom and dad is Jamaican. My dad is, I think, he's half Cuban.
So I didn't even know that part, actually.
Yeah, bro. Half Cuban. So,
oh, dope. Okay.
So I'm like 25%. But I'm actually not that familiar with that side, because I even grew up in Jamaica until I was like 8 years old.
Got you.
Yeah, I went to, shout out to all my Jamaicans. Shout out to all my Jamaicans, you know. So I grew up there till I was like 8. And then after that, we came to America. We came here literally nothing.
That's wild.
It was just me and my mom. And we had lived in Brooklyn, right on Eastern Parkway.
We're recording this in Brooklyn right now. So,
exactly.
Shout out to BK.
Exactly. So, yeah. So we lived on Eastern Park. I remember even seeing the Labor Day Parade. We used to sit on the fire escape, watch it go by. It was super dope. But as I said, we started. My mom was illegal. My mom was a legal immigrant. She came here to have a better life. So then at some point, you know, she provided that better life for us, where I was able to go to school and actually met Hanu here at University at Buffalo.
Shout out, Bulls.
Shout out, UB, UB. But, so I met Hanu at UB. He's actually my girlfriend's best friend, so we actually met through them. We don't want to give him any credit, though. But
yeah, nah, this is our show. Right?
No credit. But we met through them, and then he actually had a business called Cold Space at the time, and I had an e-commerce business. My business was actually at that point I was just starting, and I was actually doing better than I expected.
You were making some money on that, though.
Yeah, I was making a good amount. I was actually seeing progress. And, you know, at some point, I felt like it kind of slowed down, or I felt like I was stuck.
So let me jump in, right? Why do you, because I feel like we could relate this back to a lot of people and how they feel. Yeah. Why did you feel that you were stuck? Because you were making money.
Yeah. I didn't know how to scale. I didn't know what my next steps were. Like, I knew everything I was doing was, you know, was right. But at some point it kind of slowed down. I didn't know how to correct it. I didn't know where to go. I didn't have any resources in terms of to bounce ideas off of, hey, what can I do at this point? How can I, you know, improve? So right. I kind of just stopped. I felt as if, you know, I was in my head, I was kind of like, is this for me anymore? I started questioning myself.
Right. And you didn't have that support system. Like exactly. We just talked about. Right?
I didn't. And the passion wasn't. And I didn't know where to go to find it too. You know what I mean?
I think that's another issue.
Yeah. It's definitely another big issue that we want to also put ourselves out there so people could find us if needed to be. So, you know, at that point, I was struggling. Then I stopped. I quit. I started focusing on school. And then after we graduated, I kind of went back into it. So I went back into it. And
you were also working a corporate job though.
Yeah.
I think that is a key piece of everything that we do here.
Yep. Working that 9 to 5 and then jumping back into your side hustle or AKA your main hustle, side hustle, right. which is like your
entrepreneur.
Baby. Yeah. Yeah. So I was doing both, trying to figure both out, to be honest with you. And then I met her new here. We started wholesaling.
Right. That was our first ever business.
The Home Brothers. That was our name. I kind of was lacking the business development portion of my business. You know, I didn't have much structure, but as I said, I was making money, but I didn't know where to go.
Right.
So her new here had, at Cold Space at the time, and they were killing, by the way. Like they were moving mountains, and I'm telling you, they were really moving. And I was super, and I was like, listen, and I even noticed that, like, you know, I noticed his work ethic, I noticed his drive, and I was like, yo, I gotta do something with this dude. Like,
I appreciate
because
that.
I was definitely, you know, kind of curious in terms of what I can start with this dude. Cause I was like, yo, his work ethic is serious. He has super enormous amount of value that I know he can provide to any business you might start. You know,
some gas right there.
No, 100%. You guys are gonna see it too in this podcast. So that's when we started wholesaling. And with wholesaling, as I said, he brought a ton of value with the business development side. And you know, my expertise came from Facebook ads for my e-commerce business.
And so, I suck at that shit.
Yeah. See, so we kind of balanced each other out. You know, he definitely brought value and I brought value. And that's where we kind of like both kind of matched perfectly with each other in terms of organizing a business because we both had enormous of value to bring.
I think that speaks to the factor of accountability.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that the accountability factor was huge in the sense that I knew that if I messed up, you were going to be there to say, get your ass up. We have to do something.
Yeah, let's get it going.
Right? Because I think basically we talk on a daily basis and I think I don't find that a chore, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think a lot of people work with their partners and their founders and they find that a chore. Whereas for us, it was, you know, we have business to do, but we're also relating on a personal level.
Yeah, and we also had the passion behind it too.
You know? Absolutely, yeah.
So, and that's probably what took us honestly from wholesaling into Empire. Because right. There was no passion. We felt as if the value that we had, mm-hmm. we couldn't really pass on. Like I had my Facebook ads value and he had the business development value and the value ladders and the consulting. He had a bunch of value. But of course, it wasn't really 100% being utilized with the wholesaling.
Aspect. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I think that our passion, I think you hit it right on it, right? I think the passion was definitely missing. I think a lot of business owners go after the quick, money, shiny object.
We just wanted some money. We're like, let's do it.
I'm not going to lie. I think we did the same shit, right?
Yeah, we did.
Because we wanted to make fast money. We wanted to make quick money. And obviously, your passion has to be there. And I know it sounds really corny, but the reason is because if you basically don't have that, you're going to give up. Because in a business, you don't see money right away.
To be honest, your passion is like your battery, bro.
Right.
Your passion is the battery in your back that keeps you going.
That's a great way.
Because sometimes at the beginning, you're not going to see much money. At the beginning. No, so you have no motivation. And a lot of people are motivated by money.
And speaking of motivation, I think one of the things every one of the people who are listening to us would benefit from, right? Because we might have people who are listening who are corporate.
Yeah.
I think talking about that. And I need you to speak on that because I know seeing it firsthand how much you struggled. And even currently are struggling. So get on that real quick.
Yeah. I mean, so as soon as I left school, of course, I got a job. So my job was, I don't want to put my personal, but I had a job.
Right.
And of course I was
killing. Me personally, I like to die. I hate being not the best at everything I do.
And those of you who can't see this right now, Rashawn is so awkward talking about himself and giving himself credit, so I'm going to have to do it for him. This man does not go half-ass. If he's doing something, he's going to do it to his fullest, and he's going to put his all into it. So, which is why I think it's hilarious right now seeing you do this, that you're smiling and you're struggling talking about it. Yo, give yourself credit, bro.
Listen, I understand, but at the same time, me doing all of that kind of made me feel as if I was putting my entrepreneurship side on the back burner. You know what I mean?
And like, that's a killer.
Yeah, and it was killing me because I was like, my passion was with Empire. My passion was doing a business that, you know,
you
yeah, exactly. And I am building my dreams, but on the other end, I'm building someone else's dream in my job.
What was that saying that you always say? I don't want to put more money in Warren Buffett's wallet. I think he has enough.
Exactly. He has way too much. But so at that point I was working until like 8 o'clock at night, from getting up at 6, working till 8 for my other job, because I wanted to make sure everything was done and no one could say anything to me that I 100% finished everything,
right?
Being the best, pretty much.
Right.
But then at the same time, I wanted to start something, and there's not that much time left over after 8 o'clock at night to actually do your business and still have enough sleep to get up in the morning to do it all over again. And my job is exhausting.
Absolutely.
For sure. Finding that balance, and then, you know, and now you're probably asking, how am I doing it now? And it's kind of like, you kind of have to figure out the balance.
Right.
You kind of...
I think it's also up to your partner, though, right?
Yeah.
I think if you have a good partner, he can balance, he or she actually can balance you out. Because, for example, sometimes you would be traveling and it would just come to I need this done, right? And I'm not here. Can you hook it up, please? And I was like, of course, I got you, right? So I think that is also key.
Yeah, picking up where the other person leaves off is kind of like, is the balance. It's the only way it's going to work. That communication and knowing that, hey, he's not able to do it, so let me try. If not, that's where you can outsource, which is probably a podcast that we're going to talk about soon. But
For sure. Yeah, outsourcing,
definitely.
Stay tuned for that.
But yeah, understanding that balance. But to be honest, enough about me. You guys need to hear about my boy Hanu here, so let him know.
All right, man. So, I mean, it's crazy because I think when we connected, we talked about our parents, right? Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things, if you listen to it, I'm sure a lot of minority entrepreneurs deal with this all the freaking time. And I think we relate really well because my parents were also immigrants, right? Coming into the country, I'll never forget this. I was born in India, right? And I stayed with my sister, my grandparents, and my family was struggling, dog. I told you about this, right?
Yeah.
So it's even hard. I get emotional talking about it. It's crazy because I remember till this day, my parents were struggling buying me cookies. And like, I was a baby asking for food and stuff, and they were struggling with that. So that kind of hit home. And I was like, I didn't know at the time, but my parents left India, leaving me with my grandparents to come to the country. They worked their asses off. And you know how it is, man. Like, I think immigrant parents, they deserve all the freaking credit in the world.
They deserve trophies on trophies on trophies.
Shout out to Drake. Yeah. Nah, honestly,
and as J. Cole says, there's beauty in the struggle.
No, for sure. There's beauty in the struggle. And so, I think it's just wild because I think that work ethic that they had was insane. Cause my mom, she's had the same job, and this doesn't include like babysitting and all that stuff that she did. That was wild to me, but she's had the same job since like what, 15, 16 years at Macy's. And for those of you who are probably wondering like, oh, she's probably manager. She's just a regular sales associate.
Yeah.
You know, my mom just hustles. And my dad, he is an entrepreneur from the jump.
Okay.
Right. So when he started with this stuff, I got the bug in me because I used to go to his store with him and pick up boxes and learn what business was. I remember on the weekends, I would love to go with him, check out stuff and ask him questions. And he was just, you know, just pick his brain, just see what it's about.
Just being around it too, probably just, you know, seeing interactions with customers or seeing just any little thing honestly helps.
For sure. For sure. So I think that is like just being that area, being in that atmosphere was helpful.
Yeah.
And also I think being Indian is crazy because I know a lot of people who are Indian, they are just, and this is stereotypical, but it's so true, they're just brought into the engineering field, they brought into the business field, and not to start their own business, but to be a part of that corporate ladder. And not saying there's anything wrong with that, but yeah, if you really want to chase that one thing, it's you want to go after it, right? So if you're Indian out there, man, like, I just want to let you know I'm doing this for people like you who are listening to show you it can be done, right? You can get out of that stereotypical mindset and go after it and make your dream become reality, right? So that's a part of my family and everything. So going back to what Rashawn said, we did meet at UB from friends of ours. And we were doing our own thing, right? Like, I had my own startup at Cold Space. That was crazy ride. Yeah. And I think the reason why Empire is about minorities, a part of it is because being Cold Space, right? We were a tech startup / manufacturing startup company, which means for those of you who are listening to us,
entire company was minorities too. So
you literally, it was one person from Bangladesh and the other person was from the islands, right? So it was amazing. And we connected just like me and you do. It was amazing. And one of the things was, the reason why we connected was because when we would walk into a room to pitch, because everyone knows when you're a tech startup or a manufacturing startup, you need some type of funding. So we thought the same thing everyone else did, right? We need funding. But we actually started from $0. And I think this is key because we started from $0. We made our prototype from a cardboard box.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God. I still have the picture. I'm going to show you. And this is the crazy part. We actually were able to raise over $20,000.
20 grand?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Cash money?
it was pretty cool. But like
that was in college, right?
Yes. Yeah, by the way, it's all in college. Like we didn't do this outside.
Yeah, this is while you're going to class. Wow, that's
Tough. This is while we're going to class, while we're doing all that stuff. And that's a piece of the work ethic, man.
Yeah,
it's all about the freaking work ethic.
And time management, all of that. Yeah.
Hell yeah. All
together. Yeah.
So the crazy part about it is when we would go to pitch at VCs or angels, and VC meaning venture capitalists, right? Or like state competitions and everything like that, we were the only freaking minority in the group, man. And that got me so tight.
Yeah.
It got me heated. I'm just like, bro, like me and my guy are standing here. We're trying to pitch. We're trying to stand out. We had our best suits. We had the freshest cuts. I remember we were literally singing Draco, like singing Future out there, like trying to get the bag. And all of a sudden, you see people looking at us mad funny, and I'm like, yo, we're about to take that money, though.
Right? Still gonna get it.
Yeah, it was still funny. You know, it puts a chip on his shoulder, but that kind of goes back to it. I realized that some people were shook by that, and I was like, nah, like, I'm going to start something one day that makes a difference, and that one thing became Empire, because after college, I moved down to New York City. As we said, we're recording this in Brooklyn right now, but I moved down to New York City, and I really kind of lost my passion, right? Because I realized I was away from my founders and I was so focused on making sure I had the money that I got a corporate job in consulting field. And it was tiring, my guy.
I know.
I remember Rashawn would hit me up and play ball. And I would be like, yeah, I'm in D.C. He's like, oh, okay, cool.
I'm in Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, what do you
– I was traveling, dog. I was traveling.
This guy was a different state every weekend. I was like, this guy never had time. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but I think that is what you said earlier. The crazy part about it was after talking to you during that time span and being like, you're struggling with your business, but you said you were really good at e-commerce, right? I stopped having my passion for Cold Space. And I was like, yo, I'm working this corporate job, but I'm not happy, because at the end of the day, it was all about creating my own business, right?
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know this book, highly suggest you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's an amazing book. And I know you probably think we're basic by saying this, but I think it's a book that everyone needs to read who's an entrepreneur and is in the corporate field, because it teaches you the balance, right? And that book basically helped us start this, because we started viewing our corporate job as our part-time job.
Exactly.
And our so-called part-time job as our... Yo, this is our main business. People just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
All right. And if you're in that boat, we got you. So enough of that, you know, emotional stuff about our backgrounds and everything. Let's jump into how we became together by, you know, e-commerce on your side and business development on my side, right? And why Empire started, the mission behind it, right? So I think one of the main things is, one thing I'm really good at when it comes to business development And we're going to talk about some bunch of episodes. If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook or any of that, you know we're about the value ladder. You know we're about email marketing. And one of the things was having a partner in Rashawn that would really help play devil's advocate when it came to that stuff, because he understood Facebook, right? He understood marketing aspects. So when I would put out something and say, hey, this is my product I'm trying to launch, you would come to me and play devil's advocate.
Yeah,
and I think that is something that we really want people to know right now, just to create a stepping stone, right? Because as we said, this whole episode is about a stepping stone. We want you guys to know where we're coming from. I promise we're going to give you all the juicy stuff later. But right now, it's really just understanding our side and what we're really good at. So if you have any questions on this, always reach out, right? And that is, I think, huge. So speak more. I want you to speak more about how do you feel playing devil's advocate, and how do you feel when I play devil's advocate to you?
I mean, I love it mainly because it sparks a conversation and you see the other side and you kind of, you might, okay, so you have an idea, but you're looking at it only from one side. And, you know, when you play devil's advocate, you kind of start questioning if your idea is correct. And we're not saying questioning in terms of like, I'm not trying to deter you from your idea.
Absolutely not.
But I'm just trying to make you see or kind of question your idea on all points to where if someone else asks you questions about it,
right,
you know, you'll be able to answer that question because you've seen it already.
I think it's also doing it in a respectful way, though.
Exactly.
Right? As you said, you're not trying to make me change. You're making me see a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that respect factor is huge.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And that goes into the topic of having a peer mentor, right? And I want you guys to know right now that we talked about this earlier, but to kind of close off this podcast today, one of the things we want you to know is that mentors are so key in this business. And I think having a mentor of ours right now is so helpful. She's always there to support us. Anytime we have any questions, she's there. So I think that's key. But for you guys who don't have a mentor, who feel like, once again, I don't want to be repetitive, I really want you to catch this, right? Who struggle in growing their business, scaling their business, whether it be related to email marketing, business development, Facebook, you just want someone to talk to, bro. You're down. Let us know, man.
Just to keep you on track. Just to let you know that you're not alone.
Facts.
You know?
I think it's huge.
Yeah, you don't even have to listen. You don't have to talk business all the time, but you can just talk to them, let them know, you know, this is what I'm doing. As you said, like you when you originally started with mentor, you weren't even trying to get anything. You were just conversating, you know, you were just trying to make sure that, you know, hey, how are you? It was just literally
I met her at the BYOB conference.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I think that was, and shout out to Pollyanna, man. I don't know if you're ever going to listen to us or not, but shout out to you for really being a real one and always holding it down.
Yeah.
So I think that in itself right now is enough of our background. And we're not going to go into much detail anymore in the future episodes. We really want to kind of set the stage for you guys, let you know our view, our picture, and how we see you guys being a part of our future, right? Because as I said, as both of us said, it is a family-oriented business, and we want you guys to be a part of this family. So any questions y'all have, let us know. And always, you could download all the footnotes that we have in this podcast, and we're going to be sharing a bunch of tips for you guys. Check out our social. We are on Facebook as well as Instagram. So we're all over,
everywhere,
man.
Like, ET family. You're part of the family now. So don't be a stranger.
You know what I mean? Let them know, boy. All right, y'all. So have a blessed day.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting. As he said, any questions, you will find us everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Empire Thoughts. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do it.